makes me a little nervous, those pipes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Huh? It looks like a little sci-fi. Erev Tov Rabotai. Yizkor Shem Rabot. Na'imot V'Tovot. Welcome back to Summer's Man. In Yiddish we say, Gesund und Zummer. Kaitz Bari. And it's a wonderful time. Just a reminder, if you haven't yet said Birkat Ha'ilanot, so try to do it. Chodesh Nisan is coming to an end soon. So there are local things. I could try to find you an address locally over here where there are two trees. But try to do it before Rosh Chodesh is Friday Shabbat. So try to do it before this coming Shabbat. So
Friday is still part of Iyar.
Friday is Lamed V'Nisan.
Still part of Iyar.
Yes. Ben Azmanim is a wonderful time. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I always used to look forward to Ben Azmanim because it's when friends and chevra from other yeshivas used to kind of converge back home, and you get to hear different perspectives and what other people are learning and what their rebbeim say. It's like a kind of a miniature kibbutz galuyot, because people come home and see people and meet people that they're not necessarily in so much contact with during the year. So Ben Azmanim is really a very, very special time. But along with that comes also the fact that you're going to meet a lot of people that just naturally you are more sequestered in yeshiva throughout the Zman, so you're not exposed, you're not having these interactions with all these people throughout the Zman, and that also means that during Ben Azmanim you're going to hear a lot more shtuyot. Meaning, all sorts of people with deis, you know, people with opinions, a lot of them with unintelligent ones, and all sorts of, everybody here knows what I'm talking about, because ultimately this happens to everybody. You bump into some, like, and it happens to me especially in the Rabbanut, you know what I'm saying, like in the rabbinate, you have to deal with things. Now, I'm not talking about shilas now, I'm talking about occurrences and people saying weird things and paskening wrong just from completely left field, and not only misunderstanding but warping and twisting sugiyot out of the normal way of learning them. So there's just a lot, and Ben Azmanim just sometimes exacerbates that, because I guess Ben Azmanim, that means Yom Tov's coming up, so there's a lot more shilas and there's a lot more opportunities for people to have a forum and say all sorts of things. Now again, I want you to know something, and I said this the other day to another group of Talmidim. Asherecha. Lama ta'amud v'chut? Na'anokhi piniti abay. U'makom. Anyway. Mikol makom, you have a zechut. And I'll tell you why. You know how easy it is to tell the difference between a bentera and not? Between a person who made it through the yeshiva system, between a person with a rebbe. In Yiddish, there's something called a glataka. You know what that means? Head, but yes, what does it mean to have a smooth head? Which, what it means is that your head is screwed on straight. You're given the tools, you know how to learn through a sugya. You don't feel the need to warp things. Even if you're not necessarily a gaon, but the yeshiva experience, the exposure to and the learning from Gdolei Torah with the Mesorah, you're latching on to that Mesorah, turns you into a bentera, so that you have a certain mahalach. Even if you don't understand, you know how to ask a shayla. You know how to learn a sugi in a straight way. If you have a shayla, you'll ask it. But you're glataka. That's the sign of a Ben Torah. And that can only be procured by going through the system. The system ain't perfect. It's true. There's cracks, there's issues, there's no question. But the system's the system. We've spoken about this Midrash before. The Midrash says, Elef nichnasim lamikra. 1,000 Talmidim have to go into Tanakh. 100 mitocham nichnasim lamishnah. 100 of them move on to Mishnah. 10 mitocham la Talmud. 10 out of them go continue into Talmud. Ve'echad yotze moreh oraot beYisrael. One of them comes at moreh oraot. But what's the knack for everybody? Everybody need to go. Everybody nichnasim lemikra. They needed to go through the system. Even if you're not going to be the posek, and even if you're not going to be the gedol ador, that's okay. Not everybody is meant to be gedol ador. We should strive and high aspirations. But it's okay if you don't end up making it through to be gedol ador. It's all right. You know what's the most important thing? Nichnasim lemikra, nichnasim lemishnah, nichnasim leTalmud. You went in. You got exposed. You learned. You put forth the amal. That's why it's so easy in a split second. Sometimes by talking to people who say shtuyot, whatever, sometimes I want to ask them, like, you didn't go to yeshiva, did you? Not in a disparaging way, but you can tell. It's a zechut. It's a zechut, and you should thank your parents for giving you this. Wherever life takes you, you will have gone through the system. The system, again, it's a very broad system. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's all one derech, shiv'im panim la Torah, that's for sure. But what? But there's a system. You're not just overnighted. You know, I have to deal with that too. People think that because we live in Western society, you're entitled to an opinion about everything. You don't know. You never learned. Yom Aretz. And the problem is that the older people get, there's a syndrome. The older you get, the more confident you become in your own shtuyot. When you're younger, you're more flexible. When you get older, you become more rigid. I bet it's shtuyot, zero. There's a certain age that you hit, especially among Am Haaretz. If I've never heard it until now, that means it doesn't exist. Umiyata, you know what? Like the Chachamim tell us all over Shas, it's Mishnah Masechet Eduyot, Perek Bet. Amru lo, en lo ra'inu re'aya. Not having seen something, not having heard something, is not necessarily a raya. Why? Because even though you didn't see it, other people saw it. It's there. En lo ra'inu re'aya. It's Mishnah. Lachen, why am I telling you this? A, to value, to appreciate the zechut that you have. Ben Azmanim is a wonderful, it's like, wow. And you're also with your parents, like, Abaymas, thank you for sending me to yeshiva. Thank you for seeing me through the system. Whatever happens with me, you can be an avrech, you can be a balabas, you can be whatever you want. You know that I had in my shir, in my class, in the Mir Yeshiva, I had brilliant B'nai Torah, Mamish Iluyim, brilliant guys, top of the line, top-notch yeshiva bachurim. Of my class, the vast majority, I would say, probably 80% of the class, even among the brilliant guys, went out to work. They stayed in Kolo for a year or two, whatever, three, as much as they could, and then they went out to work. They didn't go to college, but they went out to work, you know. They're all primarily Lakewood, Toms River, Jackson, whatever. So what are they working? Real estate, healthcare, nursing, you know, whatever the Lakewood industry, huh?
Jewish stuff,
yeah. But what? They're balabatim.
Yeah.
And if you sit down to learn, they're kovayitim, whatever. They're balabatim. They may wear, by now, some of them are still wearing white shirts, some of them are wearing colored shirts, but you know what? Who cares? Yeah. Anyway, point being, you sit down with them and you start having a conversation. Whoa! That's a Ben Torah. 30 seconds into him opening his mouth, you can tell he's a Ben Torah. He's grounded. He can understand. I or a balabas. You know, sometimes in the yeshiva system, at least when I was growing up, balabatim are painted as some sort of extraterrestrial whatever, and it's something, it's not true.
Yeah.
There, he's a balabas who needs to work to earn a parnasah, but he's kovei aitim la Torah, and you know it's even more important, not more important, but he has a basis as a Ben Torah, and that stays. And you sit down to learn, and they're right back into it. Why? Because the tools are there. The yesod is there. As opposed to other people, unfortunately, that didn't make it through the system. Again, not due to any fault of their own. There's no question, obviously. But you can tell. You can tell that there's a difference. And that's why you have to appreciate. And number two, everybody has to be yodeh mikomo. There, if you didn't make it through and whatever, so maybe not every shaila is for you. I have to deal with this, especially on my side of the aisle, because putting out all the fires that all these other chevra start, because, like, what are you doing? Did you learn the sugya? Did you learn period? Did you, like, what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Fifth Amendment works well for freedom of speech in other areas. In Torah, it doesn't work like that. It's never too late, by the way, to jump into the system. But you got to sit down, you got to learn, you got to have a Rebbe. So, so lucky. You have a Rebbe. You have Rebbeim, Rabbanim, Talmidei Chachamim, Muflagim u'Muvhakim, that you're able to tap into each one. I say it many times, but over here we have even more of a schus. You know why? In general, most yeshivas, the Rebbeim are pretty typical and similar. They're all, in most yeshivas, all of the Rebbeim in general are cut from basically the same cloth. You know what the uniqueness of this yeshiva is? Not one Rebbe here is domit to the other. Do you have what I'm saying? In a wonderful way. Many different drachim, many different masorot, many different, this one learned by from this yeshiva, and that one from this yeshiva, and from this gadol, and from that gadol, and this one from Sfaradim, and this one from Ashkenazim, and this one from over here. All of the mesoras of Am Yisrael kind of converge. I spoke about this on the Shabbaton. It's really a beautiful thing. I had that, but I didn't get that in one place. Since I wanted that, I had to chase it. I had to pursue it by, like, grazing by all sorts of different places in order to get it. You have it on a silver platter. By just walking into this space matters, you have it. It's cool. It's a zechut. I'm telling you. Lostam. I've been around and it's a zechut. Cherish it. Appreciate it. Be makir tova. Say thank you. Say thank you to your Rebbeim. Say thank you to your parents. Say thank you to everybody. Say thank you to the Limudei Chol also. Thank you for allowing me to pursue Limudei Chol without shtuyot and without in a antarat HaKodesh. Shkoye. You know Professor Robinson? I davened next to him 2 mornings ago in Rabbi Friedman's room. I'm like looking at him. Yitam Chacham, Bin Torah, you know, Shochet. I'm like, and he's a professor and he teaches computer science. Doesn't surprise me. Do you have what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But first and foremost, he's Ben Tera. You look at him, you see Ben Tera. You have what I'm saying? I, professor of computer science. Okay, say the I, CEO. I'm just giving an example. You know what I'm saying? You see where his priorities are. He embodies a Ventura. You can tell.
How often do Balabasim go to Chinuch?
Happens.
How often? Is that a common?
Rabbi Akiva was a Balabas.
Is he the Chinuch?
Rabbi Akiva was also an Amaret. But you know what Rabbi Akiva realized at age 40? I can't jump into this without going through the system. So what did he do? He went through the system all the way for 24 years before he became Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't he just say, okay, let me be Chozer B'Tshuva and just jump into it and I'll wing it as I go? No, you can't wing it. You got to start from the bottom up. I am 40. It's not an excuse. So he got to where he was by 64. It took him 24 years. 64. What age did he pass away?
86.
120. Passed away 120. Most of us don't get the luxury of passing away at 120. We pass away in general way before. I mean, obviously, but in general, that's not the case. We have time working against us. Don't take anything for granted. Do it now. Cherish it. Use every moment of the system. Because then there's going to come a time where you're going to have to graduate the system. You're going to have to go into the real world, quote unquote. you are going to pine. You're going to look back lovingly and wish that you could just re-enter the system every day of your life. But at that point, you can't. You know how many times I wish that I could drop everything and go back to Kolo full time? I'm almost 40 years old. I wish I could drop everything and go back to Kolo. But I can't. I have achrayut. I have responsibilities. I have a family. I have talmidim. I have things I have to do. But those were the best days of my life. Kolo, yeshiva, huh? 8 years? Yeshiva for 20 years? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about decades. Huh? It's true. I never left the base matters, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zika Oti, Shesam Tachelkim, Yoshevei Bet HaMidrash. Shtabach Shemo. It's the best job in the world, no question. En Shem Safik Ba'olam. That it's, if you love what you do, you won't work a day in your life. You ever heard that? I don't work. Because I love what I do. I love learning, I love teaching, I love learning Pirpul Chaverim with the Talmidim. But you always look back to your days in yeshiva. You look back to your days with your Rebbeim. Some of my Rebbeim are not here anymore. I can't ask them shalom. Some of my Rebbeim, you know, I don't have as much kesher with anymore just because physically, geographically, I'm not there. Even though there's phones, but take advantage every minute. Oh, Rabbeinu, you have a tremendous zechut. Every ben hazmanim, it comes to light again. Shesamta chelkim yoshevei bet hamidrash, velo samta chelkim yoshevei kranot. Sheanu mashkimim vehem mashkimim. Anu mashkimim dver Torah, vehem mashkimim dverim betelim. That's what. Anu ratzim vehem ratzim. Big. This is a big deal. I'll tell you a story. I was at a certain place for Pesach, and I usually try every year to make one or multiple siyumim on Erev Pesach. Just to, I'm a bechor, so I don't like to rely on other people. Yeah. Just to like to do it myself. So I made a siyum on Talmud Yerushalmi, a few masachtot, including Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Erev Pesach, and some guy, Baruch Hashem, there are hundreds of people there. Why not? To be Zaket Rabin. And I said, I read it like I'm saying now, in this Havara, in this Nosa. So somebody came over to me afterwards, and he said, Mazel Tov, Shkoyach, whatever, a bunch of, he says, yeah. That was really cute. I said, okay, explain what you mean. What do you mean by cute? Mazel Tov, I get. Shkoyach, I get. Many more. Awesome. But what's cute? He says, I never really heard of Siyum in Sephardi before. I said, okay. I told him, let me be the first to welcome you to Sephardi B'nai Chayri. Let me be the first to introduce you to a whole world of Talmidei Chachamim, B'nai Torah, Bachurei Chemed, Sephardim, Kedoshim U'Tahorim. Let me remind you that both Talmudim, both Talmud Eretz Yisrael and Talmud Bavli, they're both, I don't know exactly, but probably speaking more like us than like that. Or Bavel Eretz Yisrael, you know what I'm saying? It's not, huh? I don't want to send them off to there. But I got a cue. The biggest thing that we can do here is to be Misameach Yidni. Make him happy. So I made him happy. I did something cute for him. Rabotai, that's for tonight. So that was a longer than usual rant, but it's the post Ben Hazmanim wrap up.
Josh,
huh? That was for Josh. Always dedicated to Josh because he pushed me. Always said, I love these things. I love the rants. I always listen. Bachur Tov, Bachur Chemed. Not cute. No, he's cute, obviously. You know. Anyway, anybody have a question to wrap up the night?
So it was really nice how the Rav mentioned the privilege that we have, that we have a lot of different Rebbeim over here, and that we could develop the Kesher. And since they're all from different backgrounds, each one probably has like their own way to approach, the way of speaking, probably.
Flavor, I called it, I think at the Shabbaton, I called it Baskin Robbins. 31 flavors. Yeah.
So since each one has their own flavor, is there like tips that the Rav would recommend, like how to develop a kesher with each Rav?
Every Rebbe in Yeshiva, just like every person, has their strength, has their talent, has their calling. I have multiple Rebbeim. Not all my Rebbeim do I go to for Psak Halacha, or did I learn or to from. I have Rebbe ask for Eitzah. I have Rebbe ask for Ashkafa. I have other Rebbeim. Not to say that I don't ask other Rebbeim for Ashkafa, but it's my Rebbe from Yeshiva. Then I have my other Rebbeim where I learned Hora Afram, and I would read Zechdurach, I would go through Shilas with them. There's nothing wrong with having multiple Rebbeim. When you have a Shilah, when you have a Psak Halacha, there is something wrong with asking multiple Morei Hora'ot for different answers, that's for sure. But having different Rebbeim, especially, you know, one Rebbe is big in, his thing is huge in Emunah Bitachon. So he's my Rebbe in Emunah Bitachon. I talk to him about those things, he gives me chizuk in those areas. Another Rebbe is big in Simchas Achayim. He's very happy, teaches me, it's good. I have another Rebbe, his forte, he's very focused on halacha. So he's my halacha Rebbe, he teaches me how to learn, he teaches me how to paskin. I have another Rebbe, he's my Rebbe for London. He teaches me how to be Talmid Chacham. Everybody with their... Look for something, not to say that these Rebbeim are chassid and those other... No. But every Rebbe has this thing that he stands out in. Look for that, latch on to that, especially if we're all lacking in many areas. If you have areas that you struggle with, look for a Rebbe that you connect with that you know has a specialty in that area where you'd like to grow. Yeah. Anyone else? Vaidon?
It's like a quick halacha question. Yeah. Are you allowed to listen to Jewish music in the bathroom, shower, whatever?
I'm assuming by Jewish music you mean... So, can you listen to Jewish music in the bathroom or shower? No, not during Sfira. In general. I would say like this. There's Israeli music that says like all sorts of...
No.
Maspik li lechem umelafefon. There's songs like that. So the... Huh? Yeah. So the lechem and melafefon and audio teretov songs you can probably listen to in the bathroom because they don't contain psukim. They don't contain divrei kedusha. They don't necessarily engender thoughts of Torah and mitzvot and tshuva and ma'asim tovim. But then you have music that is based on psukim, based on ma'amare chazal, Torah, those kind of things. Huh? It's asur to listen to that in a bathroom. It's asur to listen to that in a shower that's within a bathroom that's also asur. If it was just, Maran Zichron Baruch has a tshuva, and Yabi Omer Chilek Hei, that if it's a private shower room without a toilet in it, then you can listen to Divrei Torah in it as you're taking the shower. But otherwise, most of the showers that we have today are not like this. So, the door itself, especially since there's gaps in the door, so it's not considered a full mechitza, and it's considered part of the bathroom.
Is it hashkafically okay to listen to a cappella music?
There's machloket haposkim whether or not a cappella is mutar, or vocal music is mutar during Sfirat HaOmer and Ben HaMitzarim la'alacha, rov haposkim v'chen alacha or mekel, vocal music hashkafically, if it's mutar and you need it, why not? If you don't need it, so don't. So why not? If you're doing exercise, and I used to have this thing, when I exercise, I like to listen to music a little bit. I have a little bit, I like different genres of music, but whatever. Arabic music. Huh? No. Rap is noise, not music. Anyway, b'kitzer, during Sfirat HaOmer, I used to listen to all the shiurim of Maran Zichron Baruch on double speed. So that's how I went through all of the shiurim. Almost all the shiurim ever gave, I listened to through a bunch of years of Sfirat HaOmer and Ben HaMitzarim as I was doing exercise. And that's how, that was... No, it's a lot. You get a lot of shiurim. Yeah. No. In Yichavedat, I remember on Yom HaTzmaut we said Tachanun. other places, no tachanun. Not a big deal here or there. Whatever they're doing in yeshiva, this personal minyan for the Sfaradim over here, I think we should say tachanun. I do remember, though, that on Yom Yerushalayim, which is at the end of Iyar, Maran Zichron Rechav was very, very adamant because of the tremendous nisim niflaot that they were privy to say Yeshen. Not Halin, but to say Yeshen, not to say Tachanun. Yom HaAtzmaut, I think, whatever. When Maran Zichron Rechav was living in Tel Aviv, he used to say Yeshen, but no Halah. So some Zionist guy came over, he's like, Haytachen, you don't say Halah, whatever. Maran Zichron Rechav used to say, Ani noheg keminhag ben Gurion, b'Yom HaAtzmaut. Lo tachanun velo alel. No, he didn't. Oh, Maran Zichron Rechav, yeah, Ben Gurion didn't know. He was also Meniach Tefillin. Yeah. He also ate kosher. Yeah, go ahead.
Halacha question?
Yeah.
Which is the proper gears to say for Yishem? Is it Adonai or the Rinu Mahadish of the Kalar? Is it
Ozeh, Ozeh.
What does Rav Adiyah say?
At different times, he did different things. Sometimes he would say all three psukim. Yishem, Mizach Shem Shemavo, Adonai Adonai Mahadish Mechabal Aretz. Sometimes after Musaf, after davening Musaf, you just go straight into Adonai Adonai Ma'adir Shemecha B'chol Haaretz and say Kaddish. The point is to say, to be mafsik between the Chazara and the Kaddish with a few psukim of Tanakh. It really doesn't matter. Ashkenazim skipped straight to the Kaddish. They don't say psukim. They also don't say Yilu Ratzon B'Koram. So they, Mishnah Berurah is... He says you probably should to say Yule Ratzon. Aval at the end of Chazarat Hashatz, brings down Yeshvi. He brings down Kachesh Poskim. Nachon. He paskins it. He doesn't. He brings down Kachesh Poskim. He doesn't end up paskining like that. But yeah.
Sure.
No. By Sfaradim, yeah. Yule Ratzon. כי הלכה כדעת מרן. אוקיי, טוב. לילה טוב, רבותיי.
Send it to Yair, please.